Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 14, play of the entry in Jerusalem, and a whole heap of other stuff. This play is jam-packed. Mary Magdalene, the bargaining of Judas with Annas and Caiaphas, the overturning of the tables of the money changers. This play goes far beyond our standard two-for-one offer in Chester, with a whole host of different locations and timings flying about. There are a lot of location shifts to these stories, pushing to the limits what a pageant wagon staging can do. It confused the hell out of us more than once. Go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to view at your leisure as you listen. It's not exactly the same, it's slightly modernised and may use a different base text, but it's there. Anyway, here is our first stab at getting into the text. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in September 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. We're not trying to be perfect. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And as we're recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars this time were Richard Fawcett as Jesus, with Liz Cole, Mark Scanlon, Mark Sabaton, and Alan Scott as pretty much everybody else. And I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 14 of the Chester Mystery Cycle.
Richard, can you stand being Jesus again? Liz, if I ask you to be Mary Magdalene, you're going to be anointing the feet of Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I think you have to remain as Lazarus, sir. That makes sense. Now, what I'm going to say is, gentlemen over there, if you can alternate between random disciples, Philip, Peter and Simon on that first page coming up, with Lazarus already over here, and that will sort of keep going for a while. Until we get to Judas or not. You want to go for Judas? You can be Judas. So in that case, you're going to definitely have to be Simon.
Simon.
Because he speaks just before, and it will get complicated after that. The disciples, as far as I'm concerned, are something of a movable feast. Most of them are not necessarily particularly differentiated from any other disciple.
Right.
I was Martha last time, so for consistency, I'll be Martha. Anyway, Jesus, mission statement, please, up to the Occhi, and a few... various people around you.
Brethren, go we to Bethany, to Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, for I love much that company. Thither now will I wend. Simon the leper hath prayed me in his house to take charity. With them now it likes me a while for to lend.
Lord, already shall we be in life and death to go with thee. Great joy may they have to see thy coming into their palace.
Lazarus, thou raised through thy paucity, and Simon also, messel was he. Thou cleansed, Lord, that rotten we, and halt them through thy grace.
Welcome, Jesu, full of grace, that me the foul and messel was.
Okay, just going to pause there. So, change of place, presumably.
Yes, they go to the house of Simon the leper.
Ah, right, sorry, that's my addition. That's why I couldn't see it in my thing. So, three little speechettes, and then they go somewhere else. And how this happens, I don't know. Just is to confuse everyone listening, that one of the disciples has now turned to someone who they're meeting. That's my bad in terms of forward planning. Excellent. So could you just start Simon the Leper again? We're somewhere else now.
Welcome, Yeezy, full of grace, that me that foul and messel was, all whole Lord that healed has, over all for to show. Well is me that I may see thy face, here in my house, this poor place, that comforts me in many a case, and that I full well know.
Welcome, Lord, sweet Jesu, blessed be the time that I thee knew. From death to life through thy virtue, thou raised me not yore. 4 days in earth when I had lain, thou grantest me, Lord, life again. Thee I honour with all my main, now and evermore.
And Martha, finishing this little triptych. Welcome, my lovely Lord of Lear. Welcome, my dear worth, darling dear. Fain may thy friends be in fear to see thy freely face. Sit down if your will were, and I shall help to serve you here, as I was wont in good manner before in other place. So again, it's very formal. We've got this neat little arrangement. Lazarus gets his chance to pop up and say, I've been dead 4 days, as we saw in the previous page play. I don't think Lazarus says anything ever again, but I could be wrong. He might pop up again. Anyway, Mary Magdalene, generally lamenting, she enters to the group. So we've got a little group gathered here. Mary Magdalene enters unto it.
Welcome, my lovely Lord of Lille. Welcome, my heart. Welcome, my heel. Welcome, all thy world's weal, my boot and all my bliss. From thee, Lord, may I not conceal my filth and my faults feel. Forgive me that my flesh so frail for thee hath done amiss. Ointment have I here ready to anoint thy sweet body. Though I be wretched and unworthy, wave me not from my wrong. Full of sin and sorrow am I, but therefore, Lord, I am sorry. Amend me through thy mercy that makes to thee my moan.
Hey, Judas, why doth Jesus so? Methinks that he should let her go. This woman full of sin and woe, for fear of world's shame. And if he vere prophet were, he should know her life here, and suffer her not to come him near, for pairing of his fame.
Nay, Simon, brother, sooth to say, it is nothing to my pay. This ointment goeth so fast away, that is so much as price. This like by voiced might have been sold, for 300th pennies told, and dealt to poor man, whoe'er so would, and whoe'er so had been wise.
Okay, we're just going to pause there. So obviously there's a lot of physical activity going on, which you two are commenting on as you're doing the anointing, and Jesus is generally having a lovely pedicure. lucky Jesus. I'm assuming that boitzt is essentially another word for jar or something. It's capitalised in the original, so I'm assuming it's the vessel. I don't quite know.
Ilk.
Hmm?
Ilk.
Oh, ilk. Like this. Yeah. This.
Oh,
ilker. It, if you were.
Going oh, it's a type
the
of.
Same. Of that ilk.
Yeah.
They're same.
Yeah. So yes. Yeah, so Jesus is now going to explain why this treatment is fine. Convince me.
Simon, take good heed to me. I have an errand to say to thee.
Master, what you will may be, say on, I you beseech.
By an example I shall thee show, and to this company on a row, whereby I say thou may know to answer to my speech. Two debtors sometime there were, oughten money to a usurer. The one was in his danger, 500th pennies told, the other 50, as I say here. For they were poor at their prayer. He forgave them both in fear, and naught take of them he would. Whither of these two, read if thou can, was more beholden to that man?
Lord, as much as I can thereon I shall say ere I pass. 500th is more than 50, therefore me thinketh skilfully that he forgave more party, more holden to him he was.
Simon, thou deem soothly, wis. Seest thou this woman that here is? Sicker she hath not done amiss to work in this manner. Into thy house here thou me greet. No water thou gave me to my feet. She washed them with her tears wheat, and wiped them with her hair. Kiss, since I came, thou gave none. But since she came into this one, she hath kissed my feet each one. Of weeping she never ceased. With oil thou hast not me anoint, but she hath done both foot and joint. Therefore I tell thee one point, much sin is here released. And Judas, also to thee I say, whereto wouldest thou thee mispay with this woman by any way that eased me this has? A good deed she hath done today, for poor men you have with you aye. And me you may not have in fay but a little space. Therefore, woman, wittily, for thou hast loved so tenderly, all thy sins now forgive I, belief hath saved thee. and all that preach the Evangelii through the world by and by, of thy deed shall make memory that thou hast done to me.
My Christ, my comfort and my King, I worship thee in all thing, for now my heart is in liking, and I at my above. Seven devils now, as well I see, thou hast driven now out of me, and from foul life in too great glee, relieved me, Lord, for love.
Okay, let's just pause there for a second. Is anyone buying this, just out of curiosity? The arguments that he's making, wine? It's quite a detailed argument. I don't think in the other place he actually goes in, does actually a little mini parable. I don't know if in other plays he bothers with the parable. I think he just says, no, she's great, it's fine. What's Jesus's logic? I mean, no, it's a serious question, is it? Because it feels very tenuous.
Yeah, and there's a bit of a problem here, isn't there? Yeah, look, we don't really want to get rid of poverty. It's bloody useful. Makes me look really good.
I mean, the thing is, Judas has a really good point coming up. I hate to say this, but, you know, Judas has a really good point. You know, they can sell the ointment for a lot of money and actually do some practical good. And he's going, no, I genuinely don't follow the logic that he's giving here, apart from it's, I just like it.
It's one of the Bible stories I've always thought is going on.
Anyway, from this point onwards, the story then takes a change as we go into how you're going to enter the city of Jerusalem. So Jesus to, we need a Peter and a Philip. So if I can ask you to be the janitor, janitor, you can be the thing. We will then get to a whole load of citizens of the city, and it's basically take one in turn. Everyone will just go around in a circle and then go around again, with the exception of Jesus, who doesn't need to. Because he's got a long, cheerful speech about the future of Jerusalem, which is one of my favourites. Hey, Jesus, explain the perfectly logical thing that's now about to happen.
Peter and Philip, my brethren free, before you a castle you may see, go you thither and fetch anon to me an ass and a foal also. Loose them, bring them hither anon. If any man greet you as you gone, and you say that I will ride thereon, soon will they let them go.
Master, we shall do your bidding, and bring them soon for anything. Philip, brother, be we going and fetch these beasts too.
Brother, I am ready bone. High that we were at the town. Great joy in the heart have we mon, on this errand for to go.
I'm just going to pause before we go forward. I just like this with Peter. It's, you know, it's this thing of, yes, master, we will do this. Come on, Philip. Come on, we've got to go. I just love that sort of mid stanza, just sort of turn around. You know, it's like he's gawping while Jesus is doing something else. Bound, I assume, is probably bound. I'm ready bound, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something along those. It's some sideways almost meaning.
He's
It's
straining at the leash, isn't he?
I mean there's echoes of the People's Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Let's go and nick a couple of livestock.
Well, it's more cynical than that, in
it's
the sense it's just, well, it's, we're doing it because it's mentioned in prophecy, therefore we must make sure the prophecy comes to pass. Presumably it's been arranged somehow separately. It's another one of those slightly odd parts of the Bible. Anyway, you go into town. There's some journey, of course, again, happens. Peter to the janitor, as it is, as he's named.
No.
However, Peter's approach to the janitor is nothing but charming.
How, I must have this ass.
Here gets thee neither more nor less, but thou shalt tell me, ere thou pass, whither they shall go.
My master Jesu, leave thou me, thanks to come to this city, and bade both brought to him should be himself to ride upon.
Already, good man in good fay, and sith he will come today, all this city I will say, and warn of his coming. Take ass and foal and go your way, for each man of him marvel may. Lazar, that 4 days dead lay, he He raised on his calling.
And again, they just can't help but mention that one. It's such a popular miracle. And it's this fact that it's, you know, I don't know, it's this enterprise ass and foal booking. You know, he obviously knows you're coming. And obviously he's a disciple in his own right, because he's now going to go out. And we're going to segue into lots of different citizens. Jump in, whoever wants to be a first citizen, and we'll just work round the room.
Tidings, good men, everyone. The prophet Jesus comes anon. Of his disciples, yonder gone, twain that were now here. For his marvels I leave upon, that he is verily God's son, that although he in world one, for else it great wonder were.
The Lord blessed must there be, him will I go now and see, and so I read that all we thitherward take the way.
Fellows, I leave that Christ is he, coming from God in majesty, else such marvels as thinks me, he ne did day for day.
Lazar he raised, as God me save, that 4 days hath been in grave. Therefore devotion I now have to welcome him to this town.
Branches of the palm tree, each one in hand take we, and welcome him to this city with fair procession.
With all the worship that I may, I welcome will him today, and spread my clothes in the way as soon as I him see.
These miracles are proven by pertly that from the old Father Almighty he is coming mankind to buy, it may none other be.
Pause Hello. There. Lovely, the fact you're playing a different one, you thought you'd do a different voice. Thank you very much.
I don't know how successful it was.
It was lovely. It was beautiful.
It was great.
It was the best thing ever. Lazarus again. I think there's got to be Lazarus t-shirts around, aren't there? It's that sort of thing. And we do have the reference to spread my clothes in the way, so actually they actually will be laying clothing down. Be first child, will you, sir? Mm.
Fellows, I heard my father say, Jesu the prophet will come today. Thither I read we take the way, with branches in our hand.
You can be the second child.
Make we mirth for all that we may, pleasant to all that lords pay. Hosanna, I read, by my fay, to sing that we found.
And everybody now sings... Hosanna unto David, etc., etc., in different parts. So presumably the kids sing a bit and the adults sing, and it's all beautiful. Jesus enters on a donkey.
And weeping.
Yes, he... Or I don't, well, does he get... Does it?
He weeps.
We personally now are not, but they would have done, yes. So this is a big production number. And I say, presumably you've got the kids in to sing their bit and the adults to sing their bit. Citizens throw clothes down on the road. Jesus enters sitting on a donkey, weeping and saying...
Now, this presumably is just an exclamatory, Jerusalem.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's a big... Everyone's happy and you come in and you just cut the mood dead.
Yes. Well, yeah, all at A, didn't I?
Thank you for the freedom of your city. It's going to cost you.
there are alternatives. It can be ha. You can have a ha.
Nobody expects.
There is an H in one version, but I think A is probably much, much better.
A, not R.
Yeah, it could be R. It's some sort of vowel associated sound, but I'll allow it to your interpretation.
Ah, Jerusalem, holy city. Unknown today it is to thee that peace thou hast, canst thou not see, but bale thou shalt abide. Much must thou drite yet some day, when woe shall fall on every way, and thou beguiled, sooth to say, with sorrow on all side. Destroyed, dilfully driven down, no stone with other in all this town shall stand, for that they be unleaven to keep Christ's come, and God's own visitation done for mankind's salvation, for they have no devotion, nay, dread not his doom.
It's written dome in the original, so it presumably has to rhyme with come in some direction, some way. After this, Jesus rides into the city, we have the whole laying of clothes bit, and then we have the overturning of the tables of the money, money changers at the temple. So he gets down and he brings the whip with him. So a massive amount of business happens, of which we have no dialogue.
Do away and use not this thing, for it is not my liking. You make my father's warning a place of merchandise.
What freak is this that makes this fair, and casts us down all our ware? Came no man hither full year that did us such annoy.
Actually, yes, no, do this one. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out, because you're Judas later.
No, he's Judas.
Yeah, no, he's Judas later. I think we don't think Judas speaks directly to the merchants, which is what's going on here, so it's fine, he can. I'm trying. There's various groups of two that are now coming up, and we're starting to hit our limits.
Okay.
So you're number one. Yes, you can do number one and go into the two merchants. Really teed off that Jesus is overturning tables and being very annoying and whipping people, as he does.
Yeah. What freak is this that makes this fair and casts us down all our ware? Came no man hither full year that did us such annoy?
Out, out, woe is me, my table with my money is spread abroad, well I see, and naught dare I say. Now it seems well that he would attain royalty, else this bold durst he not be to make such array.
It seems well he would be king that casteth down thus our thing, and says his father's warning in this temple is, say, Jesus, with thy jangling, what evidence or tokening showest thou of thy reigning, and that thou darest now do this?
What sign shewest thou now here, that thou prieve such power, to shend our ware in this manner, masterly, through thy main?
This temple here I may destroy, and through my might and my mastery in days three it re-edify and build it up again.
Aha, Jesu, wilt thou so? This word, as ever mot I go, shall be rehearsed before Mo, and Caiaphas I shall tell.
And whipping occurs. Jesus does some whipping of people out of... So everyone runs around.
I thought he was a pacifist.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of violence in medieval drama. It's just a given. Just take it.
I thought that was the whole point. Was...
Yeah, depends on the interpretation of the text. They're going with a... Medieval drama likes people with whips. Trust me, there's a lot of whipping going on. Obviously the actor playing Jesus wanted a bit of the action. Yeah. Anyway, Jesus does some whipping and...
Hie you fast, this temple throw, for merchandise shall be here no more. In this place be you never so throw, shall you no longer dwell.
And we're just going to pause here, because presumably everybody leaves Judas alone. So, we now get into slightly fiddly... Actually, it should work reasonably well. Could you be Annas? I'll be Caiaphas. If you could be a first Pharisee, and if you could be second Pharisee, sir. And I think that fits very well for everyone. That's, I think, it for Jesus for this play.
I think so.
I'm not warming to Jesus in the Chester plays. He's much nicer in other plays. He's just... He's annoying me. He's annoying me.
He's self-righteous.
He's very self-righteous. He's much more humble than some of the other cycles. Anyway, Judas, this is your big moment. This is your big speech. This is where you explain why you're going to do what you're going to do.
My dear God in majesty, I am as wroth as I may be, and some way I will wreak me as soon as ever I may. My master Jesu, as man might see, was rubbed head, foot and knee with ointment of more dainty than I see many a day. To that I have great envy, that be suffered to destroy more than all his goods thry, and his dames too. Had I of it had mastery, I would have sold it soon in high and put it up in treasury, as I was wont to do. Whatsoever was given to Jesu, I have kept, since I him knew, for he hopes I be true, his purse alway I bear. Him had been better, in good fay, to have spared ointment that day, for Roken I will be some way of waste that was done there. 300 pennies worth it was, that he let spill in that place. Therefore God give me hard grace, but himself shall be sold to the Jews, ere that I sit for the tenth penny of it, and thus my master shall be quit my grief and hundredth fold.
So we're just going to pause there, because you now obviously are travelling. The thing is, what's happening is you're travelling, Caiaphas and everybody else is travelling, and the thing is, it actually says in the thing, you're timing this end of your speech so that everybody meets at the right point. Now, it's interesting, we have this sort of weird double take of anti-Semitism here, because you get to be a stereotypical Jewish character obsessed with money and then talk about others, Jews, being evil Jews at the same time. So you get to be anti-Semitic in your own right, as well as anti-Semitic to the other anti-Semitic characters who are evil and Jewish. Mm. this makes this play doubly problematic. And it's the fact that everybody here is Jewish is one of those things that's quietly sidestepped. It's a weird interlocking world of hate, which we just have to sort of discuss as we go and acknowledge. Okay, you now go to Caiaphas and Annas and various evil, evil people.
So Caiaphas and his company conspiring Jesus to annoy. Their speech anon I will espy, with falsehood for to foul him. And if they gladly will do, why, I shall teach them to him in high. For if of his counsel well know I may best beguile him.
And we've coincided. Lordings, lookers of the law, hearkens hither to my saw. To Jesu all men can draw, and liking in him has. If we let in him long gone, all men will leave him upon. So shall the Romans come anon, and prive us of our place. Therefore, it is fully my rede, we cast how he may be dead. For if he long on life be led, our law goeth all to naught. Therefore, say each one his counsel, what manner way will best avail this ilka shrew for to assail? Some slight there must be sought.
Sir, you say right skilfully, but needily men must espy. By him we catch no villain eye, so found and foul to fail. For you know as well as I, oft we have found to do him annoy. But ever he hath the victory, that no way may avail.
Yea, sir, in temple he hath been, and troubled us with much teen, that when we wended and did ween of him to had all our will, or ere we wist, he was away. This maketh the people in good fay, to leave it that be is Christ veray, and our law for to spill.
Yea, lords, one point may do gain, that Lord and Lazar should be slain, for he raised him up again, that 4 days had been dead. For that miracle much of main, to honour him each one is fain, and Lazar that dead was will not lain, and be one life be led.
No more, forsooth, will many mow that he was made to speak and go, and blind that have their sight also, loving him steadfastly, and following him both far and near, preaching the people his power. Therefore my wit is in a weir to ordain a remedy.
And remedy must be ordained be, before this great solemnity, or else may other as well as we truce and take our way. For when he came to this city, all the world, as you may see, honoured him upon their knee, as God had come in that day.
Also, lordlings, you saw there how he fared with our chauffeur. Cast it down, God give him care, that was so great a price. And also loudly he can lie, called the Templar apertly, his father's house full falsely, right as it had been his.
Lordings, there is no more to say, but lost is our law I dare lay. And he come on our Sabbath day that now approacheth nigh. Heal he any less or more, all men will leave on his law. Therefore it is good to slay him before, if that we will be sly.
Among our wit, let us see to take him with some subtlety. He shall have silver, gold, and fee, this thing that would fulfil.
Lords, what will you give me? And I shall soon help that he sleely betrayed be. Right at your own will?
It's almost as if it was fortuitous he was overhearing our private conversation about how to murder someone. Welcome, my fellow, as have I row, that bargain fain would I go to.
Let me see what you will do, and lay down silver here, for the devil's swap of my swire, and I do it without hire, other for sovereign or sire, it is not my manner.
Say on, what we shall give thee to help that he taken be, and here is ready thy money to pay thee, or thou pass.
As ever,
ere thou pass, right?
As ever mot I thrive all thee, and I shew my subtlety. 30 pennies ye shall give me, and not a farthing less.
Yea, but thy truth thou must plight, for to serve us aright, to betray thy master through thy might, and have here thy money.
Have here my troth, as I have tight, on Friday that it be night. I shall bring him to your sight and tell you which is he.
You have been brethren on a row. Which is he, I cannot know.
Now, a very sign I shall you show, as spies whom I kiss. And that is he, sooth to say. Takes him manly, as ye may, and lead him sleely away, whither your liking is.
Now look, thou servers, truly thy master's coming to a spy.
Trust well thereto and sickly, that he shall not eschew. And would God Almighty, the King of France, might so affy in this realm and barony, that they were also true. On Friday in the morning, espies all on my coming, for where that he is walking, I will go and espy. With him I think to eat and drink, and after tidings to you to bring, where he shapes his dwelling, and come and tell you in high.
And thus endeth the place. Second reference to France we've had in the sequence so far. The other one was broadly an insulting term. I'm not sure if this is this time. It was someone saying they were going to run away to France because that's worse than hell or something along those lines, which I think we can all agree is probably true. I would God Almighty, the King of France, may so affy in this Roman barony that they were also true. Yes, still not really.
I think it's a general, let's find another hate figure as well as the
But
the
it
Jews.
Is it? I don't quite... I'm just not parsing that in
the,
terms
the
of...
The K-Cast believed Mary Magdalene ended up in France.
That is true. That is true. We have a whole play on that, which one day we will look at. It's an epic madhouse.
Really?
Yeah, it's completely insane. It's East Anglian as well, actually. So it's very cool. Any other thoughts about this particular one? They managed to squeeze in four episodes into one play. Managed to squeeze in the overturning of the money... tables and money changers, which is a... out of sequence, I think. I think that's a much earlier part of his ministry, isn't it? It's nothing to do with the entry into Jerusalem. But they just thought they'd crowbar that one in.
You've got him in Jerusalem.
Yeah. It still feels, because these plays are so hacked about, that it still feels very much like a précis rather than a play. It feels like we've got these bits that have just sort of been spot welded into place. And it's like, well, they're in the right place, and he's got a whip, so let's have him do the money changers bit there, because it's sort of then. But it does also thematically link into what your betrayal coming up, because they do that sort of almost like the spur dramatically.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, it makes a lot of logical sense. He's upset the money lenders.
Yeah.
Let's get him. You know, Aaron Banks, anyone?
So playwright intent to use this to, though based on the Bible, some scenes have been adjusted for dramatic effect.
Nobody loves a moneylender, does it, ever?
I don't know. The Church of England are invested in Wonga.
It doesn't feel audience friendly. In terms of the language, the directness of the language seems to be.
The lines are so short. They're so punchy. Getting the delivery right is quite challenging.
I think this one, possibly more than one or two of the others that I've looked at, was designed to be performed against a noisy background because it is a lot of very short, sharp points.